Yeah.
You could even like put a check mark by like in a directory itself or something. You don't have to bother writing it.
That's fine. I don't mind. There's no problem. Okay. Shevet Halevi, right? Revozner Zatzal, and this is where Or Chaim, Chelik Hey, Simon Lamed Beis, discusses our question. What happens if a woman forgot to light Shabbos candles, but there were electric lights on in the house? So what's the din? Does the knas that the Rama talked about from the Maril, which we saw was not really adding a new light, it was just adding more to what the pre-existing lights, does that apply in such a case where you had the electricity anyway? So he says like this, where at the bottom. Asher sha'al ha'inyin, isha sheshachachol lehadlik ner oseha, b'lil Shabbos. Okay, so she forgot. Aval bad, ha'idolik ner electriki, im nidon zeh v'chlal ma'ashakosuv, ha'poiskim b'orachayim, reish simen, reish samach gimel, deshichachol, right? Does that count? That's our question. You forgot, but they had the candles, but they had electricity. What's the doubt over here? Or bias, right? There's light in the house. You're not tripping over anything. Shalom bias, right? Okay. So first of all, you see his humility. He says it's hard to discuss something that wasn't in the Rishonim. So electricity wasn't in the Rishonim. We're here in Edison, right? So we have the inside scoop. Good morning, but there's no concept to this to previously discussed. Ava kach nira denikra shichcha leinyan zeh. He still thinks that this would be called forgetfulness. The al koponim ovra al mitzvahs hadlaka saner shehi mitzvahs haisha bimiyuchad. Right, so she didn't light. Lamaisa, she didn't. So. There is light in the house, but she didn't do the mitzvah of it, so he feels that this would be a problem. There would be a knas. This is called forgetting to light that week. Skipping two lines, right? Simin tough reish ayin ches the neir Chanukah shemalikim b'pnim ol meshum shalom bayis. So, there's a question because in Hilchos Chanukah, if you can't afford it, you light your neir Chanukah inside, and that counts for your Friday night candle as well. But.
If you can't get enough of the Chanukah candles, then how does that help for Shalom Bayis?
Good question. Yeah. He says it does. Yeah. Right? So he says that's only the case though when you don't have enough money to light both of them. Right? Shem Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Aval Pshita de Kishayesh Kidei Lishnehem Kiragil. Right? If you have enough money to afford two candles. Right, afa pi sheyesh or bebayis kiner Chanukah o or echod acher. Sorry, shuv chiv gomer lahalik. Right, so if you would have ner Chanukah, you certainly have a chiv still to light Shabbos candles if you could. Right, okay, dimok ein heich mevarchin ki agavna im kein kesheish chiv shuv shichicha nikro bitul mitzvus venir veroy shetosif ner. So again, according to Shevet Halevi, he says that this is called shichicha, and therefore she would have to light, even though there is electricity, there is light in the house, which is the ikar. So that's one sheet in the poskim. Actually, go back a little bit to page 6 for a second. In contrast, this is Rabbi Abadi Shlita, the Or Yitzchak in Simon Pei. This is in the first volume. So he talks about a few things over here in this tshuva. Interesting, the first thing he says is about the number of candles, right? So mispar haneros uzmanenu sheish chashma. What do you do nowadays? We have electricity, and how many count? So she'ila, here's the question. Im habas chayeves b'minhag ima b'mispar haneros she'madlika. Does the girl have to light, that she's married now, does she have to light the same amount of candles that her mother lights? So what would you say?
No.
Why not?
Because her mother added over the years for whatever reason, you know.
Okay.
You start out with two, and then you
what if you start out with seven or ten, like we saw the sheet that's brought down in Magen Avraham?
Then your great grandchildren, but you're lighting 100. You know, it's
Ain with over sof. Okay. Tshuva. Look, he doesn't like the question. Ani Toma. V'chi'im ha'em regila levashel gimel mine tafshilim l'shabbos ha'yosr. What, if she cooks three different things for food, three different side dishes on Shabbos, v'chiyochel chiyov zeh al habas? If the mother makes potato kugel, should the girls make potato kugel, right? My shno, what's the connection over here? Vadei sherivu haneros eina el midin lehosif la'aneges ha'shabbos. Adding more candles is only to onig Shabbos. V'chol echa ma'aneges ha'shabbos kefi yecholto v'ritzono. Everyone does onig Shabbos. It's very subjective. We've learned this many times over the years, the Rebbe Rabbi Akiva used to cry because that gave him onig, so it's very subjective. So the mother lights this many candles. He says, well, that has nothing to do with how many daughters lost. The Inyan Rewe Haneris came into Osi Lidodon, name of Bimilso. Okay, like the Gemara has sometimes. Now this has come to our hands. Let's talk a little about this. Let's talk about adding candles in general. Dehine, Vade Shibizman Shalo Haya Or Hachashman Ba'olam, before electricity was created, Yeshtam Vahosophos Neros Lechovit Shabbos. It makes a lot of sense. Before electricity, you add more candles. You add more candles, you add more light. The Ayideze Mosif Or Lil Harbe, okay? But now we have a lot of electricity. I see no reason to adding more candles for Tosefes Shabbos, for Kovod Shabbos. V'dino b'shtei neiros k'day lirmoz al zocher v'shomer. Says back to the original thing we've been talking about, just getting your shomer v'zocher. V'av she nochon sheish kitzas simcha b'halakos neiros k'tosefes al or hachashmon. Mikol makom, eni roi tam v'ribuyim. Right? So me, a person gets a lot of, it's a pleasure for the person who's lighting it to have more candles, but it doesn't seem that it's necessary. I mean, you can take a room like this, it's lit up. So if I had four candles or five candles, that's going to make a big difference? Lamais is going to make a big difference? It's nice, it's two. Two, that's the thing. The MS gam shtei neiros shemadlikim betosefes al chashmal hu dover shetzorach iyun. Even lighting any candles, the two, the shamar v'zachor, he says tzorach iyun if you have electricity. Look what's underlined. L'chein vade kishemadlikim neiros shabbos mevarchin tzorach lechavein af al chashmal. Says you have to have kavana when you're making the bracha on the electricity as well. Now it depends what your order is for lighting. When do you make the bracha? Dahainu. Le'elish shemavarchin le'achakach madlikin. Those who make the bracha and then light. Tzarech levarich lehadlik lehachashmal mikodim shu ikra ha'or. They have to make the bracha and then light the electricity, right? Which is the main thing. Va'achakach yilikon eres. Then they light their actual Shabbos candles. Le'elish madlikin. For those who light. Va'achakach mavarchin. Then they make the bracha afterwards. We'll talk more about this in a different time. Tzrichim lahadlik neros mikodem va'achach or chashmal. They have to add. They light the candles, then they turn on the electricity. They should lismoch ikar halak levracha.
Vagam she'ein zeh lekuva. You light off in the room until she.
Or you can turn back off and on.
Then have her turn it on.
Yeah, you can, either way, right? You have to turn them off and on. Correct, right. Or you just leave them off. Ach zeh vade shetzorich ledaktik habracha lo tia rak al how neros bilvad. It can't just be on the candles. El chavein af al or hashmal, to have the electricity included. But tzorich lechavos es ha or hashmal shaliko b'miyucha lechvoid Shabbos yihu ha'ikar. It says, like you said, I turn it off and then turn it back on, right? And now here's interesting. You ready for this? You always something's exciting when you hear the next few words. V'im lo dis mistafina. If I wasn't afraid, I would say the following. And they tell you what they're afraid to say, but they say it. So there's like a classic line in Poskim. If I wasn't afraid, Hayisi Omer the Hadlokas Nirushinogim Hayom Kitosefes al or Chashmal Efshu Begeder Shraga Batira Mayahani. Lighting candles nowadays, when you have electricity, like the Gemara says, they can't, holding a candle in broad daylight does nothing. Nothing. Candle in broad daylight? What? How much more? So said, if I wasn't afraid, I would say the same thing about lighting Shabbos candles.
Well, that's the thing about Bedikas Chametz, whether you're supposed to turn the lights off when you do Bedikas Chametz or not turn them off. I mean, they're different. I mean,
different minhagim.
Right. So, I mean, those that say that you should turn the lights off is big, precisely because what does the candle do if the lights are on or the flashlight?
Okay.
You know,
right? Okay.
I mean, it's.
You're ahead of me. I'm not holding my Bedikas Chametz anymore.
But there's a connection here.
You're right. Correct. Right, this doesn't really happen so much, whether or not. You can make a bracha on electric lights. You have to. Like we had this year. What happens in the following case? When you have, like we did a 3-day Yom Tov. And have it again. So, okay, I understand you turned on the, you made the lights on the
electricity. You can't
turn them off.
Yeah.
You can't turn them off, right?
Yeah, you can't.
So what do you do? Yeah, okay. The az a malikin el haneiros ve a mechabin malikin or chashmal yontiv. You can turn the electric lights off and on yontiv, right? So I'm gonna skip a little bit. And he is daiti ein halak haneiros biyomim hanal ve chas v'shom levarach. Don't light them and chas v'shom until you make a bracha upon it. That's what he says off. So that's Rabbi Batty's.
So you'd only make it on the first of the
verse. Yeah. Anyone? Now, okay. So, not all poskim hold like that, but this is the shita. So, according to if you
I
see,
obviously, the most women are not know it that way. I mean,
correct.
It must be a das yachid. Obviously, you know.
This is not. So, but where does this come up? This shaila, really, this machlokas here between Ravadi and others hold electric. There are other Sephardic poskim as well that hold that that electric lights are good. The case comes up. It's not too infrequently. I'll get a call. I forgot the light. I forgot the light last week. What do I do? Do I have to add a candle? So the Masorah I have on this is to follow the Pesach Ravadi, that if a woman did put on electric lights in the home, the Kavod Shabbos, then we would not have her increase and add an additional thing.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, if she's going to be turning the lights on the Kavod Shabbos, presumably she's not going to forget to light a candle. I mean,
I'll tell you, the last case I had actually was a girl who was by her parents, and they went out to see friends or something like that, Friday, between lighting, by the time they got back, it was too late to light. So it wasn't that she forgot, but whatever, the time you were got locked out, it was a different apartment or whatever it was, but they did turn on lights in the apartment where they were, the Kavod Shabbos.
She only hadn't much she was going to light over there.
We talked it out, and I asked exactly these questions, and then it turned out, but yeah, again, now we're not shopping for coolers, but it's a tremendous relief to a woman to hear that she doesn't, some women, okay, now they're going to add, I know people who do light extra additional candles because of 1 week, but just when if you could find room to be making, especially with our postgame that allowed it, so it's a tremendous relief to people. At the end, it has a little sequum. It's nice. Do we have time to do it? Okay, we'll stop here. But it just has a little sequum, the four main points of the thing. The girl does not have a chiv to light the same number as her mother. Then nowadays, the main mitzvah is through using electricity, right? Then about making how you have to have the electricity included in your bracha as well. And then he says on Yom Tov Sheni, or you have a 3-day Yom Tov, then you would not light as well, as long as you had the electric lights, and you certainly would not make a new bracha. I don't necessarily know. We lit. We lit on second day after this year.
Leave a room or two without the light, the electric lights, so you can put the candles in there.
Interesting.
I guess, a question is also, you know, that the